Idaho, USA, here at our two police and one military organization. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you again this week. I hope you had a good week, folks. I hope you had a great week and a good weekend. And we're still in the weekend here. Okay, let's go to something here that's really important to us. Sheriffs rise up against Fed, by my buddy Pat Shannon. As many people become dissatisfied with federal government controls and land grabs, it was inevitable that local law enforcement would eventually see the big picture. At the Northern California Fairgrounds of Eureka last month, seven California sheriffs and another from Oregon gathered with a large group of citizens to say that they were finally going to do something about it. And here's a quote. "A giant has been awakened," says Plumas County, California Sheriff Greg Hagwood. And they didn't count on that, speaking of the federal bureaucracy. "With exposure of the Emergency Management Center in San Luis Obispo a few decades ago, California began to offer the rest of the nation some evidence of the psychological conditioning aimed from the federal level to state, county, and city law enforcement. Dean Wilson, sheriff of DeNorte County, Sacramento, is a great example of this great awakening. He received the loudest and longest applause for his candor in confessing past fault after apologizing for not understanding the central government assault and land grab being committed against the people and what he should have been doing about it. Only in the past year has he done a turnaround and begun to have as a county sheriff instead of extension of federal law enforcement. I had spent a good part of my life enforcing the penal code, but not understanding my oath of office," he told the audience. "I was ignorant and naive, but now I know of the assault against our people by the federal government," unquote. We'll be right back, folks, after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back with the office.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. Let's go back a little bit here. I had spent a good part of my life enforcing the penal code, but not understanding my oath of office, he told the audience. This is Dean Wilson, Sheriff of DeNardi County, Sacramento. I was ignorant and naive, but now I know of the assault against our people by the federal government. Post-Sheriff John Loopy of Siskiyou County, speaking about the federal government environmental intervention, said, I've told federal and state officials over and over that, yes, we want to preserve the environment, but you care more about the fish, frogs, trees, and birds than you do about the human race. When will you start to balance your decisions to the needs of the people? Unquote. Later, he told the audience, we are right now in a fight for our survival. Glenn Palmer, Sheriff of Grant County, Oregon, said, and I quote, if an elected official has not taken an oath of office, he does not belong in office. Readers are familiar with the work of former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack, who has spent the latter half of his life teaching sheriffs that they are the top law enforcement officers in the county, despite continuing federal intervention attempts. The ears that were deaf for so long finally started hearing. It's becoming a national movement now, Richard Mack told AFP, citing Immigration and Naturalization Service failure at the Mexican border, the phony drug war, plus IRS and other unconstitutional intervention within the state. His plan is to take this movement national, will be launched at a January meeting where he anticipates 200 sheriffs will be in attendance. Globalists have used unauthorized and illegal tactics to render null and void those historic and unique powers of the sheriff. The county sheriff is the last line of defense guarding our people's liberty, he said, Sheriff Richard Mack. Retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Richard Namblia of Reston, Virginia, has been exposing the federal monster for years. He told AFP it's the surreptitious denomination by international globalists insidiously being unauthorized and illegal tactics to render null and void those historic and unique powers of the sheriff. That's all of that report, folks, by Pat Shannon, a buddy of mine. Okay. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, is this new report here from the Palouse Patriot. Editor's note, we are growing tired of hearing all the complaints about our elected and appointed officials. There are dozens of petitions, declarations, and surveys floating around that we are asked to sign, but they never achieve an ounce of change. Every single one of them has turned out to be an exercise in futility. The most glaring example was Continental Congress 2009, where some of the sharpest minds in America gathered for nearly 2 weeks to labor over how to restore reverence for the laws of the land, the Constitution. They crafted the Articles of Freedom, which described violations of the Constitution, provided instructions to Congress and the state, and also outlined civic action to be taken by the people. The articles were presented to state federal officials on a specific day, at which time they were promptly ignored. As far as the people are concerned, it was yet another show of fear and apathy as more people attend a high school football game in Podunk, Texas, than were willing to sign the pledge to save our republic. Aside from exposing what is wrong, the Palouse Patriot will make suggestions for actions that will initiate real change. The following article may sound provocative, but it is simply an exercise of a right. The only question remaining is, are those in the liberty movement serious enough to take the next step beyond complaining? Only time will tell. There are a host of nonviolent actions that can be used, but so far most of the liberty movement seem paralyzed at the complaining, talking, and educational stage. We believe strongly in education, but what good is it to know brain surgery if you never perform surgery on a brain? If you know your constitutional rights, they are of no use unless you exercise them. We understand that noncompliance with unconstitutional legislation can get you arrested. Will it be easier to explain to your grandparents why you were arrested, or explain to them why they are living in bondage today? What does the Second Amendment really mean? The last half of the amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I think everyone agrees on what the word keep means. But do you know what the word bear means? The framers of the Constitution understood that word meant carry. That's right, carry on your person, not unloaded or hidden in a closet. And they didn't mean just for target practice or hunting. The framers understood and agreed that people needed to carry a gun to fend off bad guys, whether that was a neighbor trying to steal their property or a government agent trying to steal their rights. And then at the end, the framers used the phrase, shall not be infringed. That sealed it. So why do federal, state, and local governments feel the need to violate the Second Amendment and infringe on your right? Don't forget that right was not given by the founders or the Constitution or the government. It is our natural right, endowed to us by our very existence as a human being. No government can take away a right that it cannot give. If it tries to do so, the people must use whatever means necessary to stop that from happening. That the framers' purpose for the Second Amendment, it makes us responsible to use our arms to discourage or even disallow the government from infringing on our rights. I believe it is time for a massive peaceful protest against unconstitutional gun laws, all of which should be rendered null and void. The Second Amendment is the only legitimate gun law. It is the only law, gun law, the bad guys recognize or hinder the good guys with all of their other unconstitutional rules and regulations. But now what to do? I would advocate that good citizens need to open carry at all times, carry a gun at all times in the open. Even though I abhor being conspicuous and prefer concealed carry, I would participate. A good starting place would be members of a liberty-minded group and constitutional militias. These actions must be accompanied by a positive public relations campaign. If large numbers of patriots carried openly, it would make a huge difference in how the powers that be treat citizens, and that would be less political nonsense. People must become accustomed to being good citizens, proudly carrying personal protection out in the open. Law enforcement has no right to carry a gun than any good citizen. We have been brainwashed to think otherwise. For those who think the element of surprise would be lost by open carry, how often has that been needed, really? Recently, I attended a county commissioner's public meeting where they were to vote on a property tax issue, a property right issue. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. We're going to go right back to this report. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Recently, I attended a county commissioner's public meeting where they were to vote on a property rights issue. Well over 100 people were in attendance, and I would guess probably 75 guns were in the room. The only ones visible were on the county sheriff's deputies. The commissioners voted against the people's wishes. Later, I asked a gun rights expert if the vote would have gone differently had people pulled back their coats, and revealed the fact that they were packing a gun. I was told that seeing the gun would probably have changed the vote to what the people wanted. Honest representation might have been had via peaceful means. For years, I exercised my Second Amendment right, but only recently obtained a concealed carry permit. I did that to comply. In other words, I decided to pick my battle. Now I wish I had not signed on for a permit, because that puts me in the database which the federal government will have access to, and I don't trust them any further than I can spit. Recently, most GOP congressmen and even the National Rifle Association promoted a bill that would make states reciprocal across state lines on concealed carry permits. That sounds good, but the real goal is for the feds to have access to the names and addresses of all concealed carry permit holders in the nation to be able to raid their houses. Does that remind you of how guns were confiscated by the Nazis and every other country that didn't want their citizens to be able to protect themselves? It always sounds good in the beginning, but turns out very bad in the end. I regret owning a registered gun and the fact that I ever got a concealed carry permit. The Constitution says I don't need to do either. We good citizens who have a desire to comply will find out it will be our undoing in the end. And another lesson some are having a hard time learning is that the NRA is not our friend. Let me say that again. The NRA is not our friend. Look closely at their record. They put up a big fuss to get donations and then sell us out when it really counts. That's why I left the NRA about 35 years ago, folks. And many police officers did too, because they're selling us out, the NRA is. There are other gun rights organizations that are willing to draw a constitutional line in the sand without compromise. I highly recommend Larry Pratt and Gun Owners of America. That's the one I belong to, folks, because they don't compromise on our gun rights. Give serious thought to a nonviolent protest by open carrying. I guarantee that violence by the bad guys will decrease, and it will also burst the bubble of arrogance that our politicians carry around with them. Furthermore, we will be doing what the framers of the Constitution intended. Unfortunately, the time is fast approaching when our own government will force us all to make some tough decisions concerning our God-given right. May God grant us wisdom at that time. Rick Keist, who is the owner of the Palouse Patriot. A new dark age, okay? The following article was written by the chairman of the Stevens County, Washington Assembly. Of all the gatherings of patriots, liberty-minded patriots that we attend, the Stevens County Assembly is the most well-attended, informed, and active group. Every meeting is a mini-course on natural law and constitutional issues. They do not simply educate the rank and file. It is the rank and file who present solutions, and then they go out and make things happen. A visit to one of their meetings is well worth it. To find out the particulars, go to www.stevenscountyassembly.com. www.stevenscountyassembly.com. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the Officer Jack McLam program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Okay, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. And I see, I'll go right back to this report, the New Dark Age. I wish to see the American Republic restored as one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. We simply have lost that position, which made us the most admired and respected nation on earth. American freedoms have been under attack since our beginning by the world elite banksters and their list of cohorts. Now the chickens are coming home to roost. Regionalism is a quiet revolution that has and is continuing to turn every aspect of our lives from the federal control over to federal control and eventually to a one-world centralized government. All of this is against the law. Our local commissioners and sheriff's departments are so engrossed in this system that they think it's business as usual. Keep in mind also that modern party politics is controlled by the same agenda and is leading us into a new dark age. We are now operating as a nation, for the most part, under executive orders and the edicts of the Patriot Act, designed by the elite and upheld by the deceptive political party system, keeping us all busy playing political games. The new dark ages that is quickly coming upon us is a feudalist system of elitists controlling the masses. The means to get us there is very simple. Keep the average American wrapped up in vain political party politics. Teach the masses to depend on the benevolent government, and then crash the system around them, leaving them helpless and totally dependent on government control of nearly every aspect of their lives. This age-old story replays itself over and over. Before we look at the architects of this seditious and fraudulent takeover of our nation, let us review the true American Republic in proper form. The true Republic recognized each citizen as a sovereign individual. In light of this, the direction of government ascended from the individual to family, to the community, to the county, to the state, and then to the nation. Each of these entities is a lawful jurisdiction. Remember, many years ago, each community had a grand jury whose decisions were lawful and final. This is the true republic in operation. The people created the Constitution, which created a new authority under God, the individual, or better said, individual right. For the first time in history, the people of a nation held the highest position of political authority on earth, subsequently protecting life, liberty, and property. This is law, and it was final. Our nation has been under attack by the banking elite and the industrial elite ever since its inception. However, during the dark days of the Civil War, the plan turning us toward the new dark age took root as the true republic came under attack from the corporate federal government, usurped the throne, circumvented God's authority, pushed aside the Constitution, and suppressed the individual. We have been lied to for a long time. The Civil War was not about slavery. The African Americans of our day are still slaves under this corporate democracy. They are being used for a political tool to create ongoing poverty, racism, and government dependency. Lincoln unleashed total warfare against the American South, killing women and children, destroying farms, cattle, and entire cities, all in the name of preserving the Union. One of the reasons that Robert E. Lee, a reported respected officer in the Union Army, decided to fight for the South was that he could not tolerate the use of tyranny by our own government against the nation's own people. So he switched sides. So the plan was set into motion that we can see coming to fruition today. As we see the rising police state headed up by totalitarian leadership, both the Democratic and Republican parties are well vested in this program. If they were not, there would be a loud outcry of disdain and horror against the lawless behavior that is being perpetrated upon us today. Under the federal regional concept, the direction of authority has been reversed. individual sovereignty is replaced by supremacy of a central government, but we're still independent sovereign citizens. We as individuals have been deemed an economic unit by the creation of birth certificates and social security cards, which are legally warehouse receipts. This means you are owned by someone else. Gone is the Constitution. Private property rights are voided. National resources seized by central authority. And new federalism has been erected on the reins of the true and lawful republic. For 2,000 years, men struggled for personal freedom, dignity, and property ownership. Now, for the most part, all is gone, as we have been reduced to serfs on the land which belongs to us. Please note, it was not taken from us. We gave it away by trusting in elected servants without taking responsibility for their actions. We gave them too much rope, just enough to hang us with. The architects of this agenda are found in the council known as the Communist Council on Foreign Relations. About 70 people at the top of this organization control all of the decisions that manipulate the domestic and military United States policy. These are the elitist banksters and industrialists. Most of our presidents or their vice presidents have been members of this body since the 1950s. The CFR is made up of over 1,500 agencies at this time called control agencies. Agencies such as the National Association of Counties, the National League of Cities, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors. All of these entities were involved in passing the Regional Government Bill. The Intergovernment Act of 1968, this was and is a seditious and treasonous act by our elected officials. Cells of the Council on Foreign Relations Control Agency operate within the Congress as well as other state-level organizations. The United States is a direct arm of the Communist CFR. The CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, established the United Nations for the purpose of directing U.S. foreign affairs. Many of our local and state representatives work daily with affiliates of these organizations unknowingly. Personnel from these agencies have also penetrated both Republican and Democratic central agencies. Committees at the county level. Seizure of private property and social control are their goal. They are escalating taxes, licensing, terrorist threats, and poor economic economy as tools of the trade. Then comes police power and anarchy. Anything I've written is true and documented. Everything I've written is true and documented. It has never been hidden, just disguised beneath the vain political party system. We have laws that protect us from such tyranny. We are our public servants. Why are they not standing up for us? Why are they not standing up for us? The answer is that our responsibility to remove and replace those who do not uphold the true republic. I leave you with these words of Winston Churchill. Please read with care. And I quote, "If you will not fight for the right when you can win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not too costly, You may come to the moment when you have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance for survival. There may even be a worse fate. You may have to fight when there is no hope of victory, because it is better to perish than live as slaves. Amen. Unquote. We must fight whatever the cost, lest we find ourselves in the new dark age. The new dark age. God bless. Russell Bolton. Okay, let's read something about Bohemian Grove here. My near Bohemian Grove experience, more than meets the eye. I have been told that it would be unwise for me to publish this personal account for a couple of reasons, but it is high time that those of you who are living in La La Land wake up and face reality. Back in the mid-1980s, I was single and loved golf. I spent a lot of time at the Bogota Harbor Golf Links north of San Francisco. After a round of golf, I often enjoyed having lunch in a little inland town of Granerville in Montreal, right outside the entrance of to Bohemian Grove. One afternoon, I was standing on the sidewalk downing a chocolate shake and just hanging out. I saw a black limo with blacked out windows drive through the tiny town towards the entrance of the grove. When I saw another limo and another one and on, first I thought it might be a funeral procession, but no hearse ever drove by. Then I thought maybe a midweek wedding party that didn't pan out either. Imagine a whole lot of limos passing through a very small out-of-the-way town all afternoon. It didn't make sense, so I asked someone nearby, and they just turned and walked away. The same with the next person I asked and the next. Finally, a young man I asked motioned to me to follow him around the corner, where he told me that he used to work for a caterer inside the grove. He was told not to talk about the experience, but he told me that those limos were carrying the leaders of the world to a meeting in the Bohemian Grove. I blew it off as a joke and continued asking other people around town what the deal was with the limo. Then I got another guy to talk. He told me that in previous years he had followed the procession as it was leaving the grove. The limos eventually drove into a secure area on the outskirts of San Francisco International Airport. Since he couldn't enter the gate, he parked and with a pair of binoculars that he kept in the car, watched as the limos drive up to private jets, which had markings indicating they were from all over the world. He also believed those limos carried the leaders of the world who met at the Bohemian Grove. That's what I personally saw and heard. I decide what to make of it, but after hearing Bush 41 talk about the New World Order, I will tell you one thing. If you think Obamanation's decisions are all his own, you are delusional. He is a very compliant puppet, Rick Kite. Okay, folks, I just want you to know that Bohemian Grove puts on a show, but actually it's a satanic organization, Bohemian Grove is, and they do human sacrifices there of children and moms and dads. Human sacrifices. They kill them, drain their blood, and drink their blood. It's a very sick organization there at Bohemian Grove. Okay, the problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Margaret Thatcher. Okay, folks, right after we return, we'll get back into this, but we will give out the call-in number for next hour. Next hour is open phone on the Officer Jack McGlam program. Okay. We'll be right back after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
The Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to give out those call-in numbers for next hour. Next hour is totally open phone, okay? And I hope you'll call in. Here is that call-in number, 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and say a few words or to ask questions on the Officer Jack McLam program, open phones the second hour. Okay. All right, let's get back into something here. The problem with socialism is that you eventually run out of other people's money. Margaret Thatcher. It never works. I was raised on a cattle ranch, therefore my dad taught me a certain way of life, the cowboy way. My maternal grandfather was a grocer in the small Midwest farming community, and I also learned much from him about that certain way of life. Both experiences developed within me a particular worldview that made sense. In the 60s, after I graduated from high school, I spent a couple of years at a small college north of San Francisco Bay Area. There I read the San Francisco newspaper daily. While reading that paper, I would come across articles that promoted the way of living or an activity that was 180 degrees from that what my dad and grandpa taught me. You can imagine what some of that was, but in this article, I will address only one issue that never got any media attention. It had to do with the hippies that flooded the Hyatt-Ashbury district of San Francisco. The media focused on drugs, free love, and new style of music that the hippie counterculture was known for. Something else impressed me even more, but it's not found in most descriptions of what happened there during that time. Most likely it was because it would expose the failure of socialism. What I learned came from other means, not what the journalists spoon-fed their readers. In the 1960s, Hyatt-Ashbury was a normal middle-class neighborhood full of new small shops of every kind, the people, and people of goodwill. When the hippies found it, they spoiled offspring of the World War II generation. Their parents had endured the hardships of a declared world war, and the 1950s were pretty easy times, so maybe it was natural to spoil their kids. Materialism was dominant, and many kids rejected the lifestyle during deciding in their late teens they would spend their entire life without ever working, and they set out to do just that. Okay, folks, we'll be right back.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special.